Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Extremely local news now, and a great feel-good story from the Blackhawks. Seamus Toomey with that from Black Club Chicago. Tell us about it, Seamus.
Good morning, Bob. Yes, this was a great story. It all played out last night at the United Center. A guy named Joseph Foltman, he was given a chance for a tryout for the Blackhawks in 1967. He was in a league, and they wrote to him and said, come on in, let us know when some good times and you might get a shot. He ended up enlisting with the Marine Corps and went to Vietnam shortly afterwards. He basically chose the Marines over the Hawks because his dad had fought in the Battle of the Bulge in World War II, and he knew he had to go. And he's been telling this story for years, and no one really quite believed him. They're like, yeah, sure you did. You could have played for the Hawks. Mm-hmm. And he could never find the letter that they had sent to him. Well, turns out someone had tracked it down for him, and the son of an ex-girlfriend found it in an attic and sent it to him. And now things have just really sort of gone great ever since. His daughter told the USO about it. The USO told the Blackhawks. And last night they brought in Joseph Foltman to the United Center. They gave him his jersey with the number one on it. He came out on the ice. The crowd cheered him. They heard the story. He got a standing ovation.
Great.
And he really just got his due, and he's got the letter now framed. So anyone that doesn't believe Joe Foltman was could have been a Hawks goalie, he's got the paperwork to prove it.
Love that. In Austin, the 40 Acres Fresh Market might actually open one of these days. What's the latest?
Yeah, that's right. They just broke ground yesterday on this market, really trying to expand food access to the Austin neighborhood. Lots of people coming together to build this and set it up, but it's really Liz Abenau, who's been working on this for a long time, including doing pop-ups and farmers markets. So best of luck to them. They hope to have it open in a couple, maybe at the end of the month, 5713 West Chicago Avenue.
More on that and news about a West Town food pantry at blockclubchicago.org. Have a good weekend, Seamus. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.